Okay, so Mr. Briggs, I believe staff was going to work on some language.
Right.
Insertions.
Hopefully the English language. Can you hear that?
That's probably better. At any rate, I don't know if there are any other board questions, or we'll go straight to what staff is proposing as far as some additional modifications in answer to the discussion that we've had. But we'll do that next if you'd like.
That's fine.
Okay. Who's going to review those? Phil?
Hopefully we could, is it up on the screen? Yes, it is, okay. let's go, we talked most about the riparian ordinance, so why don't we go to that, which is item 54. And the changes that staff has made are in blue. Basically, we're proposing language that says, directs the county to compile the descriptions of all these exemptions, exceptions, and ordinances and variances to the ordinance and to make them publicly available. And then we're also asking them to commit to providing us with a notification 30 days prior to issuance of those, any of those exceptions or variances. And we believe that this would provide us adequate time to provide comments on any of those variances, which is what would be our normal action.
So you're not going to have them notify you on the EIR process?
Well, that's already required by law to notify the board. They're always on the list of parties to be notified.
And we're actually going to leave that to their discretion. As long as they give us the notification 30 days prior, we're going to just leave it open to them on how best it works with their processes.
So this would be on all?
That's correct.
My concern was if it fell through the cracks, didn't require some kind of an environmental document, we wouldn't be notified, and I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, we didn't either. That's why we took out any reference to the CEQA process. And then we have an additional change recommended for required revision 50. Required revision 50 was initially inserted into the table of required revisions in response to a comment by Monterey Coastkeeper. Monterey Coastkeeper has since conveyed the information that they are not happy with the modification that staff made and that they would prefer some alternative language, which they presented today. They also stated that the county is in agreement with that language. And staff has reviewed that language and finds that it strengthens the swamp in terms of addressing the education practices that would occur for industrial education. So since Coastkeeper and the county are in agreement with this language, and staff finds that it improves the level of information in the swamp, we're proposing this change. So it would be to strike our previous required revision, which is being highlighted right now, to strike that and to add the blue language.
Do you have a third one?
And those are the only changes that staff is recommending at this time.
Okay. Details, Robert.
Why don't we all take a minute and read the language?
Yeah, people can't.
Now, are your changes, they include the extra revisions that you made this morning?
Those are still in the documents.
Okay.
Those are still recommended.
And we have the, well, I guess it's covered in the supplemental sheet, but the language that was in the supplemental sheet
right,
change. Highlighted on page 4 of the supplemental sheet.
Right, to change the resolution.
Right.
Are these the only businesses are going to have outreach to?
These are the industrial businesses that they're proposing to outreach to. They also have an outreach program for other businesses such as commercial businesses like restaurants. That's addressed in the swamp.
Well, restaurants is listed here, dry cleaners. What about automotive or...
Automotive facilities are addressed in another BMP in the swamp, and I can look that up for you if you'd like.
Oh.
So we should give the county an opportunity to respond to these proposals.
Yeah. Mr. Torres, is this? Sure.
Okay.
Two comments. First of all, I believe that the language that's contained here was the gist of what we had talked with Coastkeeper about, but a very important provision, there was a qualifier in the front that made any expansion of the program dependent upon grant funding. And that was why the county was willing to consider that. At this point, also, I'm told that this is a combination of both the business and the industry BMPs. And if you have additional questions on that, Allison Tom, our engineer, one of our engineers who actually works on this program, can address additional concerns.
Yeah, this sort of combines our BMPs 3111 and 3115. So you could maybe list them both in the first column as clarification. 3111 and 3115.
Mr. Torres, the first phrase says it's what you currently conduct. So your caveat as far as grant funding?
It was for the expansion of the program?
We have a grant application in for expansion of our, it was for marine debris education to the tourism industry.
So does that address in the, can you scroll down a little bit, please? Okay, so that part right there.
So this is where it says the county will expand the program. You want to say contingent upon receiving grant funding.
Right, we have
the
made
county.
An application for a grant. Yeah. We're hopeful we can get it, but without that grant, we're not in a position today to make a commitment to do that.
If we're going to combine 311 and 315, 3111 and 315, there are some items in BMP 3115 that are not found in this BMP, such as automotive services, mobile cleaners, construction trades.
Could I just comment, when we proposed this language initially, we left it available for the county to fill in what they actually do already and how they would combine that to incorporate stormwater education, and we were uncomfortable with the language that said grant funding pending because it encompasses the whole of the industrial and business education program. Permit, they have a responsibility to account for that, whether they get that through grants or not. So that was the logic behind our language.
Mr. Torres, after office and retail, it says that this outreach is currently, and it includes promoting stormwater education, right? Then the next sentence says that you'll expand the program to include stormwater education, but the previous statement says you already have stormwater education.
Don't have it for the tourism industry. We're trying to make a program with the grant funding.
So it just should say the county will expand this program to target stormwater education for the tourism.
Yeah.
The bottom, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that needs to be fixed. Otherwise, it doesn't read right. I think we're really getting into the weeds here a bit.
Yeah, we are.
Personally, my suggestion here is take this whole thing out and let's pass it. I don't want to spend an hour on this one little section. If you guys want to work on it and bring it back, you know, after a year or whatever, fine. But this is really getting way down in the weeds.
Okay. Staff is presenting this language in an attempt to work with Coastkeeper, who's been involved for quite some time. However, I do think that the existing language in the table of required revisions and SWAMP, without the proposed language that's up on the board in blue right now, would provide staff the opportunity to work with the county to develop this type of program.
Well, how about this? Why don't we do this? Why don't we fix that one paragraph and then add, depending on them getting the grant, and then go with it? Because that gives the Coastkeepers folks what they want, except for the grant for the tourism thing. Hopefully they get the grant. And we don't have to spend an hour wordsmithing this.
I was going to suggest that we go with your initial recommendation to strike this and allow staff to work with the county through the next 60 days while they're updating their SWAMP, as well as through annual reporting to develop this type of program.
Is that your recommendation?
That is my recommendation now after looking more closely at this language, and I apologize for not reading it more closely when I proposed it to you initially.
I think that's safe for to do because I don't like the fact that we're now impacting another BMP, and I'm not sure what we're going to lose in this translation. Yeah. And I'd rather that you take the time to go through it in the next
really
60 days
written.
And get it right.
Agreed.
So, but if the county's agreed to this list, you know, I would hope that in 60 days you can incorporate this information into the revision to this BMP.
Staff will work with the county to get that information included.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So. Any other board comments or questions?
Well, Mr. Chair, my only concern is I hope that everybody understands that we don't wind up with the same situation we had with the city of Salinas, that there was misunderstanding and so forth on what we did, and they took everything that we wordsmithed and removed it from everything else. And so consequently, I want to make sure that as everybody walks away today, they understand exactly where we're coming from.
I think taking out that language is a good idea in light of that comment because we're not clear of the impact of that language right now. So,
I believe we have the language we're proposing in this document right now.
And this language would not change over the next 60 days?
Language of the required revisions would not change. The county and city would be updating their SWAMP to...
Okay, so show us. Let's see the language as it now...
We just talked about required revision 50. Let's look at that. We've
We've deleted the change that we initially proposed, and no changes have been made to that. This is the language that was presented to you in the resolution with the supplemental sheet. The changes we made to item 54 are found in blue. All other changes in red were proposed to you during my presentation.
Right. Okay.
I think we're looking for a motion.
Okay.
Well, my next question, yeah. Does the county recognize this and accept that language?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Any other board comments or questions on this item? Okay. We have a motion to accept.
Yes, I move that... Well, first, I think I want to say that it seems to me that we could continue to try to improve on this document, but the sense of, I believe, almost everyone in the room is that we would like to get a document in place and begin to actually put this swamp to use. And therefore, I move approval of the document as...
That'd be the resolution with the required revisions S.
The resolution, whatever that number is in front of me here, I've forgotten. 29-2009-0029, is that correct? Okay. So moved.
With the revisions that have been discussed.
With the revisions, but we've dropped out this latest discussion. Right. That's been backed out.
Right. Okay.
Okay, I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you.